But let's put up the signal. Hello, Gordon.
Hey, what's happening, Invasion?
Hi, Gordon.
What's happening?
All right. How are you, man?
We got Christmas coming up.
Yeah, we do.
I know.
Big fan. You've inspired us, well, me, actually, for a segment on our White Elephant Day program tomorrow, because I listened to you guys on the way out here to Fort Worth and listening to these best-selling Christmas songs that they had, and I was so disappointed.
Uh-oh.
I've never been more disappointed in my life with that list that I heard.
Really?
Yes.
What happened?
The number one song is the best Christmas song in the history of
whatever.
Songs. White Christmas by Bing Crosby? It doesn't get better.
Oh, it gets a whole lot better than that, let me tell you.
Nope, sure doesn't.
And we are going to explore that tomorrow because I'm tired of all these soulless Christmases that are happening around here.
So I call
for the ball, and you're going to hear some of the best Christmas tunes tomorrow during a segment on White Elephant Day in the afternoons.
Okay.
And not some of that mess we heard today.
I'm not done. I'm mad.
So what? At least can you give us a little bit of a hint as to an artist we'll hear?
Did Wu-Tang do a Christmas album?
Wu-Tang, huh? Wow.
Huh? How about that?
Shots fired already.
Wu-Tang do a Christmas album?
Did Mystical do a Christmas song? That would be great.
I came here with my tree in my hand.
God, that would be so great. I'm going to implore him to do that. But yeah, Gordon, it was really funny listening to you guys because it was Craig had it right where you would like a song and George wouldn't. And then it was the reverse on the other. And that was really funny.
It is weird the way that happens because Giorgio and I have so many of the same sensibilities. And it is so crazy how often we disagree on certain music.
I love that because I think that's what music is all about. And I've never understood why everyone thinks that you should like all the same songs or musics or styles that they like. Like, why would we all want to be together? So it always makes me it makes me kind of laugh when you get into a heated argument about music or food or anything like that when everyone's different. But I will say, I thought that list was trash.
It was a trash list, pal.
It was?
So who are you going to play us tomorrow? Can you give us at least one of the artists that you will be playing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Great, soulful Christmas music?
I'll give you one that I think may... I'm trying to see if I want to save the greatest one of all time.
Okay, no.
I'll give you one that I think is so top tier that was played in my home seriously every single year. It's just different, man. It was Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
His Someday at Christmas is outstanding. And we heard it every year at our house.
I think we're about to hear a little bit of this. Here we go.
Yeah. If you want to pull it up and play it, it will be one of the songs featured 100% tomorrow during the segment where I give you a soulful Christmas.
I like that.
And not the soulless Christmas.
Yeah.
How's it coming in there, Tyler? Did you find it?
Those songs are all just bad.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys.
Oh, I know this song.
Playing with moms like kids play with toys. One warm December.
That's Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Little Stevie Wonder.
Okay. All right. I was like, God, that voice is higher than I remember.
Like, this is the staple.
Yeah.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
This is probably the one Christmas song I heard the most. Now, I will agree that some of the other songs that were played a lot in the house can grate on you a bit because I thought the Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5 grates me.
The Jackson 5 had one of the worst ever with, or I don't know whether it's Michael himself, but Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's horrible.
Kissing Santa Claus.
Is Hallelujah
just screaming
a
the whole time?
I know.
It's just like, oh, man.
Yeah. They had at least one or two that were fine, but yeah, that one, Mama Kissing Santa Claus, and what did I just say? What was the first one? I can't remember, but yeah,
Santa Claus is Coming to
Town.
Yeah,
those are kind of those kind of great.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He just screamed too much back then.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
I don't think any modern Christmas songs are good except for Mariah Carey's. Like, I actually
now, the
think
bass
it's
in these is great.
Right, the breakdown is great, but when he gets to the chorus...
There's nothing wrong with this.
He's screaming a lot.
Hear it once a year, you're good. That's the problem with Christmas songs is you hear them 50 million times in December. Like, I like hearing them. It makes me happy.
There he is.
That's Michael Jackson warming up for to perform. Man, that Jackson's. Have you ever seen that Jackson's movie, Gordon?
No. What is
like,
that? Is that the Jacksons Meet the Phantom in the Park?
No. The guy from Welcome Back, Kotter is Joe Jackson. Boom, boom,
John
Freddie,
Travolta?
Boom, boom, Washington. No, Freddie, boom, boom, Washington. Lawrence.
You know, Michael, I just think you really need to get out there and sing, or I'm going to beat you with the belt, you know.
Hey, get out there and sing, buddy.
Come on.
Yeah, Freddie, boom, boom, Washington. Lawrence Jacobs?
Sure. I have no idea what you're talking
name?
About.
And Angela Bassett is the mom.
Yes, of course. Okay.
I'm going to punch you. I am going to punch you
sure,
right now.
That's great.
Yeah, so they are the...
okay, you two.
Joe and Catherine Jackson. And it's just, it feels a little bit unstable, but man, we were talking about that because it's almost like a Thanksgiving tradition that the Temptations movie would come on. And that's one of the other Christmas songs that I almost kind of hesitate putting on there because it's played so much. And maybe that's what it is. Because you hear the same version of these songs so much that you like them at first, but then after the 4,000th time you hear it, it may just kind of wear on you a bit.
Temptations movie, I don't know that either.
That one is a must.
Are you talking about like where they played the Temptations, not an actual movie with the Temptations?
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about. Actors are playing the Temptations.
I know what you're talking about.
I thought there was a Temptations Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Where they're
I don't know, I think... Some Christmas songs, you just attach some childhood memory to it or whatever. Every time you hear it, it makes you feel good. A lot of Christmas songs make me feel good.
Yeah, well, those childhood memories all that good?
Yeah, for me, I had solid Christmases
for
the most
part.
Not
for all of us.
Not for all of us, Matt.
Well, I'm just saying on my experience.
Sometimes that remote control car wasn't under the tree.
No?
You didn't get the list out like you wanted to.
No, it doesn't always work that way.
Open
that's
up and there's a pair of socks or some drawers or something. Who wants Christmas drawers?
I do now, this age.
I mean, I would love a few pair of Christmas drawers right now. It is funny that the things you didn't want as a kid, you would relish right now as an adult.
I got a 6-pack of socks 2 years ago, and I loved it.
There was nothing more defeating as a kid than when you got the socks or something like that.
Oh, a dumb sweater or something like that.
You didn't want clothes? You didn't care about clothes?
I mean, it's just, I think now it's, what does a pack of socks cost? $20?
And I go and I'm like, what kind of socks are you getting? Gucci socks?
What are they? I don't know what they cost. I haven't bought them for myself in years. How much do socks cost?
I just can't identify with Matt.
There's no way that's true. A basic pack of just socks.
Well, you said it.
It's like $6.
Okay, $10, $11, whatever. I don't know how much they cost, and so when I got them for Christmas...
How much does a banana cost you? $10?
I don't know, 69 cents?
Why'd you choose that?
Yeah, why that number?
Nice.
Isn't that like a single banana? Aren't they like so many a pound or whatever? I don't know, man.
Are you talking about pounding and 69 stuff?
With bananas. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, I get the organic ones. How much are those?
Oh, gosh.
Nothing wrong with organic that. Socks
See,
also.
I can only afford the pesticide bananas. The ones that are just cancer-causing.
Well, the good news is when you peel them inside, there is no pesticide, so you're okay.
Here he's talking about it's all the same on the inside. What's wrong with that?
That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with you, man. But yeah, I have to get the bananas. I have to soak overnight to get all the pesticides and stuff off of them.
Okay.
That's what I get.
You only have to do that with blueberries and whatnot.
You're rich.
Yes,
I
of course.
I don't have to.
I can afford the $11.99 socks.
Hey, isn't there like a like we're peeling bananas wrong or something. It seemed like I saw somebody saying that we peel
bananas
wrong.
You know what? I saw that same thing.
Oh, where you're supposed to do it from the bottom instead of the top stem?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, monkeys.
But what's the difference?
Monkeys peel it from the other end. That's how
but what's
they
the
have
difference?
More experience than we do.
Right.
I think it's easier. It pops off that bad little thing at the bottom that you don't want to put in your mouth anyway. What are the, you know that little thing that's at the bottom of the banana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think
the
if you
nipple.
Pop that in, yeah. Yes, that.
Bottom.
Are bananas the best fruit?
No.
No, not even close.
What's number one?
Man, strawberries are really good.
Blueberries are awesome.
Blueberries are phenomenal. Plus, they're so healthy for you.
I think an apple.
Yeah, apple is very solid to go with the tradition. I'll tell you one, like raspberries and blackberries, I'm out.
I don't like
too.
Blackberries because they have that
hair
weird
growing
heart.
On them.
Yeah,
right.
Raspberries are fantastic.
And then they have the little seedy things that it feels like they're in the teeth and all that stuff.
I really started to enjoy gooseberries recently. Those are fantastic.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
What about, I think that grapes are overrated. I don't understand I don't understand how people can just sit there and eat grapes. That seems weird to
me. I like grapes. I like the white ones.
And
I've
never, ever liked oranges.
They're just a beating to peel.
I'm eating them, it's gross. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you. I think on the fruit scale, the orange has a lot of work to do.
I know, and people just love them. I love the smell of them when someone cracks one open. That kind of smells good.
Right.
But I can't believe they're eating them. They should just be opening them for potpourri reasons.
I don't enjoy the pear that much either.
Pears are good. Plums are good.
Plums are okay.
Watermelon's fantastic.
Watermelon, for me, is at the very bottom.
Wow.
I've never liked watermelon in all my family. Yes, in every family get-together in Mississippi, they would always bring out a watermelon out on the back picnic table, cut it open, and everybody thought that was the greatest thing ever. And I couldn't stand it.
Me either. I'm right there.
Fresh watermelon, where it's good. You got to make yourself stop eating it. It's so just delicious.
Ugh. To me, it tastes like nothing.
Huh. Well, I'd put that up there. Like, watermelon, strawberries, maybe my top two. And blueberries. Those three. Cherries are really good. Like, the real cherries with the seed, not the maraschino.
Yeah. Cherries, it's just work. If you have to work.
I know. I don't like working.
For a fruit. Right, man. I don't work for my food, man.
Like pistachios when you got to peel them yourself.
Right,
you
know, even
so
the
annoying.
Peanuts at the game. Like, everyone just loves them, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like the fidget spinners of food. Like, you always have to
peanuts
do stuff with your
fidget
hands.
Fidget spinners of food.
I'm insane right now. Yeah, I'm insane.
All right, so what are we talking about? Christmas?
What about the pineapple?
Oh, pineapple's amazing.
No, it
but
isn't.
You ever cut a pineapple yourself?
No.
It's impossible.
You talk about a beating to
get
that out.
You have to have a machete.
Yeah, it is not fun to cut up a pineapple yourself. But once you get to it, it's delicious. Plus, it has benefits.
Harry's back on this again.
Medical or dental?
No, he's saying that it changes the taste of your semen.
I just never heard that. Wow. Okay.
You're going to stop on the way home and see, huh? Christmas. Oh, wait, Gordon, what are your Christmas plans?
I'm going to eat a lot of pineapple.
All right. How are you going to know, though?
I'll check all the time.
Okay. Apparently, I'm going to stop on the way home to find out. I don't know how that works.
I'm just going to run a garden hose from down there to my mouth.
Jeez.
Okay, you're ridiculous. You are absolutely ridiculous.
I know. I'm gearing up for White Elephant Day. I'm sorry.
I see. Sorry. Okay, let's talk about that. What are your plans for tomorrow? What do we have? Can you give us a taste?
Dude, it's huge, Donnie. We have on my team, on our team, as I should call it, is
no,
me.
It's your team. You're
no,
the captain.
No. I've assigned Davey as captain. Davey has assembled a great team. It's Davey and Mino and Justin and Ham and me.
And that is so quality.
And
that
other
is
people.
Really, really quality.
And it's going to be a quality team. And we got together and talked about ideas last night. And those guys blew me away with their ideas. I mean, it was incredible.
That's good.
Can't remember one of them right now. But
I was about to say, that's not even a taste. What are you doing?
It was going
to
be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do some Christmas carols.
Okay.
Jason Killer Kellison is going to read a brand new Christmas story that we've written for him.
Why am I telling this story?
It's fantastic.
So you have to gather the kids around for that?
Oh, man, just have the fire lit. Nice.
Yes, bring all the kids in and have Killer struggle through a story that we've written for him that's printed in way too small a font.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
That's called the drop third strike.
Yeah, he's going to talk about the Christmas.
The Christmas.
It's going to be great.
I do like the Christmas.
Man, it's going to be fun tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's very, very fun.
Matt, you're on in the mornings, right?
Yeah, I am on. Yes, correct.
And Donnie, you're afternoons.
Afternoons. I'm the captain of afternoons.
Do we have to get there at like 5 or do we show up at 5:30? Bob hasn't told me what to do. He's the captain.
Yeah, that's a question for him to answer.
The show starts at 5:35.
Could you try to focus a little bit?
Do what I do and get in around 6:15.
Okay. I like this plan. All I know is I'm in charge of two segments.
So it's just all pineapple? You give everybody pineapples and
then we're
going to
see if it works.
Yeah,
Who's doing Muse for the mornings?
DJ.
Okay. Good.
DJ is doing Muse.
Oh, no.
And he's doing, I believe he said he's doing the 5:30 ticker, so he has something ready to go for that we're all excited about. Because we got me, Bob, Craig, Sean, DJ, Lando, and Jay King running the board for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very solid. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, Gordon.
Yes, sir.
Is this our last visit of the year?
This is it, man. Wow. It's been fun.
Are you going out of town?
Man. I'm going to try to. Yes.
Okay. God, you are so last minute.
I know it. I haven't planned anything yet.
You already have the plans if you were going out of town?
No. I can't. I don't think that way. I wish
I agree
did.
That's
I frustrate myself, but
all that happens is right now. That's all you can worry about. Who knows what the future
holds?
I'm always
in a panic to try to make people happy right in the moment. So I never can think about the future because that makes me nervous.
Man, I agree.
I couldn't unwrap that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just worried who's going to be mad at me in the future for disappointing them.
Oh, well, that's our lives. I think all of us combined, that's what we do. That's who we are.
I accept that's what happens.
Oh, disappointment is going to happen.
I already know.
Like 100%. All right, Gordon.
Not if we eat more
pineapple. We love you, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in 2024.
Have a wonderful holiday, Gordon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to all.
Gordon.
And to all. A good night.
It sounds like Michael Jackson in the studio. Give me.